Festivals of all kind have faced huge challenges over the past 18 months or so because, of course, the COVID-19 pandemic has really wiped out so many events, forced them to change what they do and who they are. None more so have been affected than our very own Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. After potentially launching in August this year at the new venue, the Cairns Convention Centre, very exciting. The very, very tough decision was made by the CIAF team to postpone and pivot, as we like to say, pivot to a digital event, as happened last year. To talk about what's coming up for CIAF, mostly online, but also some really exciting physical events as well. It's happening in a matter of days, in fact. Very lucky to have CIAF's creative producer, Renee Harris, in the studio. Now, tell us about CIAF. It is launching online on Wednesday, I believe.
Next Wednesday, the 10th of November.
So tell us, Renee, what can people experience online? And then we'll talk about what you can actually go and see in person.
On the Wednesday, the 10th, our shop opens. So we have an online shop that's everyone can, you know, buy. I encourage everyone to buy our Queensland Indigenous First Nations artists'
awesome.
Works. Works are from, you know, as far as the Torres Straits and down south as far as North Stradbroke Island.
Mm. And so CIAF's really, it's called the Cairns Indigenous Art Fair, but it's really now very much Queensland-wide.
Correct.
All right, so the online shop is launching on the 10th of November. What about fashion? That's always, the CIAF fashion showcase is always, it sells out, the tickets fly out the door. People love it from around the world, in fact, not just locally. It's a huge, huge draw card for CIAF every year. What's happening on that front next week?
For the second year in a row, we've actually filmed the fashion performance up here in beautiful far north Queensland. We've been fortunate enough this year that the whole fashion shoot was shot over in the Yarrabah community. Mm. So, you know, big thank you to everyone involved there in different, you know, within different locations. So we had about 16 models involved.
Great.
There's about 10 different collections.
And I guess what people keep an eye on the CIAF Facebook page is probably the best spot.
Yeah, so our CIAF Facebook page will have regular updates each day as to what's going on and promoting, like our shop, what events are going on. As you said, you know, on Friday night we have the big fashion, which last year we had over 50,000 viewers from all over the world.
And tell us, Renee, there is a physical event that people can go to, which is very, very exciting. Talk to us about the big music festival that's part of CIAF.
Yes. So next Saturday, we're doing a big concert in Munro Mountain Parklands. It's called Music in the Park. Part of that concert, we have market stalls. So how this all came about was when we were going to do the physical event at the convention centre, there were so many artists that were a part of that in our art market part of CIAF. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure that all the works that they had produced for this market, we have given them the opportunity to, you know, sell it down at the concert. Mm-hmm. We were always having a concert in Munro Mountain Parklands. Mm-hmm. So this was just an add-on bonus. So
fantastic. And such a beautiful venue down there at Munro Mountain Parklands. It's so great. Who are some of the acts that we can catch on stage?
Yeah, so the markets kick off at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Saturday afternoon, and then our concert starts at 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. The acts that you can catch headlining this year is the Black Image Band.
Okay.
They hail from Woodjall, Hopevale area, so up the Cape there. We also have Naomi Wenatong. Mm-hmm. This year Naomi was... her focus was to launch a new EP, and unfortunately, due to COVID and being restricted and stuff, she was unable to, you know, print the album and things like that. But Nay's going to launch all of her new songs, so that's really great for us and really great for Nay to be able to perform in front of her hometown.
And for listeners who are as old as me, of course, Naomi was part of Shakaya.
Yes.
Who was a big, big R&B act in. When were they around, Renee? 90s?
Yeah.
They 90s?
So I'm probably 1990, 98, 99.
Yeah, okay, there you go. There you go. Shakaya, they were big, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were really big. Okay, so Naomi, former one half of Shakaya, is performing. Awesome. Okay, catch some of her new material at Music in the Park. And who else?
We also have local musician Seabreeze, him and his crew. They're a hip-hop sort of crew. Okay. He rhymes to Indigenous language. He's both Aboriginal and Torres Strait. Mm. So there's that genre, a part of it all. And also we have the Warrigan Band. Now, they have been around for a few years. Warrigan Band are a band from Hopevale. They're all young fellas. Mm-hmm. When I say young, I mean like 30. But, you know, they've always played up in Cooktown and Hopevale. Part of CHIAF is we love to give our communities the opportunity to play outside of their community onto the big stage.
Awesome.
So that's exciting.
Mm, and there'll be some traditional dance performances as well.
Yes. So it's funny you say that, Gavin, because I'm just in the middle of finalising our dance troupe. CHIAF have a partnership with the local TSRA, which is the Torres Strait Regional Authority, and the council. They are big supporters of CHIAF. Each year they fund a dance team to come down from the islands. That team resides in the islands. So we're bringing this year the Boigu Island dance team down.
Cool.
So they'll be doing traditional dance for us from their homelands.
Great.
And fingers crossed, we'll have the winners of the Laura Aboriginal Dance Festival to perform, which are the Lockhart River Dancers. Don't quote me on that.
Watch
but,
this
you know,
space.
That's the aim. Yeah, watch this space. But there is definitely a traditional dance happening. Yeah. I love that CHIAF are able to help in that aspect, you know, keeping culture alive from so long ago.
And giving everyone a chance to experience that. That's what CHIAF is all about as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, Music in the Park, so next Saturday, November 13.
Correct.
And it's a free event?
Yes, it's a free family event.
That's very cool.
There will be no alcohol. Our concerts usually have, it is very family orientated. Mm. A lot of our oldies come, a lot of our kids come. One very important thing.
Yes.
The tickets are free. It's a free concert.
Yes.
All you need to do is when you come is check in with your QR code. So
do the old COVID check-in. Everyone's used to that by now. That's for sure. All right. So there you go. Cairns Indigenous Art Fair. It is mostly online starting next Wednesday, November 10. But there is the big music concert. Free concert, Munro Martin Parklands. Get on down there. Art market stalls as well as musicians and traditional dancers. Absolutely fantastic. The best places to catch all of this or to find out what's happening, I guess, is CHIAF, CIAF.com.au. And you can follow links to the shop and whatever there, and CHIAF's Facebook page as well. Renee Harris, creative producer at CHIAF. Good luck for the next couple of days of final mad preparation. And we'll catch you online or at Munro Martin Parklands next Saturday.
For sure.